Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a donation online at loe.org or call me at 617-629-3638. And thanks.
Just ahead, the sounds of solar. But first, this note on emerging science from Bridget MacDonald.
Think foam, and your mind may wander to the melt-in-your-mouth topping on a cappuccino. But for some frog species, foam is a tough protective shield for their young. Now researchers are trying to replicate frog foam for medicinal use. The foam nests made by Tungara frogs in Central America may look delicate, but they're known for their strength. They withstand high heat, bright sunlight, and bacteria, and stay intact until the tadpoles inside are ready to break free. Researchers at the University of Glasgow are studying footage of the frogs to figure out how these small amphibians create such durable nests. They discovered that the male frog collects a special fluid from the female, then kicks his legs up and down in short spurts to turn the liquid into a ball of bubbles. As the foam takes shape, the frog delicately adds the eggs, like a chef folding ingredients into cake batter. The frog whips up more foam to put the finishing touch on the nest, kicking his legs about 200 times during the entire process. Scientists are planning to use a similar technique to develop an antibacterial foam to treat burn victims. And it's likely the synthetic version won't require kicking. That's this week's note on emerging science. I'm Bridget MacDonald.